We have Mike Geary here with us. I'm really looking forward to it because we are going to be revealing some of the myths and lies that you are living under and that are hampering your fitness. I have read some of Mike's work and been shocked to find out that really my hours on the cardio equipment aren't doing me that much good. And in fact, the, you know, some of the things I believed about nutrition maybe weren't so right on either. So it's going to be a lot of fun, an hour of really figuring out how to optimize your health, your fitness, and your well-being, and discover the truth behind what makes you fit and what makes you fat. Thank you so much, Mike, for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Sarah, for having me.
Oh, this is so. I subscribe to your newsletter. I think it's so you have Truth About Abs and an email newsletter that you send out with really some great content about different fitness tips and nutrition tips. One of the things that stood out to me was about cardio, and you go to a gym, you see people on cardio equipment constantly, mm-hmm. and thinking, okay, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to work out for an hour on a treadmill, and I'm going to get fit. And I remember reading something that you said, no, that's not how you go about it. Tell us, please, because that is a myth that is pretty much saturated. I know I grew up with it since a kid.
Well, I guess I'd ask, this one kind of surprises people. If you go into any gym, and this is usually the case, I've been all over the country, and I'm kind of, I'm really interested in fitness, so wherever I'm traveling, I usually like to try and get some workouts in at, the local gyms wherever I am. And one of the trends I've always noticed in almost every gym, if you go in and you look around, there's usually a big cardio area with treadmills and elliptical machines and stationary bikes are usually the basics. And then there'll be a weight training area, with dumbbells and barbells and, free weights and maybe, some cables and machines. And if you look around at the people that are using each, I'm not saying this is the case with everybody, but if you look around and in general, what I've noticed is that most of the people pumping away on the elliptical machines and treadmills and stationary bikes are usually more out of shape and more overweight than the people that are weight training. And, usually
so
it's pretty lopsided.
That's hilarious because I've actually, looking back, I'm a bit of a fitness fanatic, and so I spent a lot of time in gyms. And now that you say that, it never occurred to me to look at it that way before.
It's funny because you might see 50 people on the cardio machines, and most of them, in general, are overweight and look fairly out of shape. But maybe you'll see in that corner with the free weights and the dumbbells and the barbells, and people that are actually, look like they're working a lot harder. And generally, everybody looks great over there. They've great toned bodies, lean, so that's, just sort of an observation, but, there's also some science behind that, too, with how your body responds to exercise.
Okay.
And, if you're just doing a low-intensity cardio workout, maybe you burn a certain amount of calories during that workout. So you've probably heard some fitness professionals and we'll talk about the fat-burning zones with where your heart rate is and what percentage of calories you're burning from fat versus carbohydrates.
Right, they had this theory that if you did low-intensity workouts, supposedly it was supposed to burn more fat percentage.
Yeah.
Okay.
But think about this. So, generally, the lower the intensity, the higher percentage of fat you burn. So if you look at it that way, sitting on your couch watching TV burns the highest percentage of fat. So it's kind of ridiculous to think of it in that way.
Okay.
We really need to think about it in terms of overall calories burned and what your metabolism, how your metabolism is responding to the exercise 24/7.
Okay.
Not just for the 30 minutes or 60 minutes that you're working out for the day, but what's happening the other 24 hours of the day. And that's where the type of exercise you do can really change your body because, if you do a low-intensity cardio-style workout, like the traditional stuff we've been talking about with the treadmills, ellipticals, bikes.
Right.
You really don't do a lot of, you're not really challenging your body that much, and you're not causing, the muscle fibers to actually, you know, when you weight train or do resistance training, the muscle fibers are actually breaking down, and mm-hmm. then they need to rebuild over the following days. And that is what stimulates your metabolism more. That rebuilding is you know, causing your body to work harder and burn more calories throughout the day.
Oh, and interesting. That,
yeah, so, you know, they actually measure people's caloric expenditure.
Right.
And after a cardio workout, you pretty much go back to baseline levels, you know, within 30 or 60 minutes after a cardio workout. But after a high intensity, a higher intensity workout that, you know, can still involve cardio, could, you know, but maybe more on the interval training side, where you're,
right.
you know, working out in more of high and low intensity intervals, and also, you know, any kind of resistance training, and that could be dumbbells, barbells, body weight training.
Yeah.
It typically extends that period where you're burning more calories, sometimes up to a full day.
Oh, wow.
After your workout's over. So, you know, think about that. It's sort of like the afterburn effect, you could call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was it. So when you just said that it's actually the muscles, when the fibers repair themselves, that increases your metabolism. Now, I've also heard that muscle itself is a very hungry tissue. So the more
exactly.
muscle you have, the higher your metabolism. Is it both just the fact that you have muscle and the fact that the muscle's repairing itself, so you get kind of a double whammy of an increased metabolism?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and that's one of the biggest points I try and make, is that, you know, building lean muscle throughout your body, it really just is this furnace that's, you know, burning calories all day long, because the muscle tissue is active tissue that requires, you know, calories. So now, you know, the more muscle you build, you're basically setting your metabolic rate higher,
mm-hmm.
and you're burning more calories every day, and it's so much easier to stay lean when you have when you have more muscle. And, you know, this doesn't mean like bulking up like a bodybuilder, because, you know, there's a lot of people that will kind of be resistant to that.
Right.
They'll be like, well, I don't want to, you know,
get
build all this
muscles.
Muscle.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, but it's not really about that. It's, you know, that's why we kind of like to use the term build lean muscle. And because you're not going to, from, you know, as long as your caloric intake is where it needs to be, doing some weight training, most people are not going to end up looking like a bodybuilder. You know, believe me, it's pretty hard to
even
do that.
Even if they want to, they're not going to be looking like Arnold
yeah,
Schwarzenegger.
Most people, even if they tried really hard, cannot look like that. There's a, you know, a lot going on there with the genetics of a professional bodybuilder, and you know, and some of them are using a lot of drugs too. So
right.
Don't worry about that. Just, you know, train hard with the weights, and believe me, you'll be leaner for it.
And particularly women, a lot of women say, oh, I don't want to get big muscles. I don't want to get big muscles. But with women, that is definitely not the case. That, you know, women can really train, do a lot of strength training without, you know, just getting more tone without any kind of bulk. Is that your experience?
Exactly. And, you know, here's another interesting observation of mine over the years. You know, I've been a personal trainer for, you know, over probably about a decade now.
Wow.
And, you know, working with, you know, a lot of men and women on a one-on-one basis over the years, one of the things I've noticed is that of all of the women that I've trained, the ones who really, you know, were not resistant to this idea of, you know, let's train hard with the weights and not worry about this bulking up thing,
uh-huh.
The ones that trained the hardest with the weights and the ones that actually ended up the strongest were the leanest. Like they,
interesting.
You know, they had the lowest body fat percentages and looked the best. And, you know, and there was nothing, you know, overly muscular about them. They got strong, you know, lean and toned. And
yeah.
And that's, you know, I had a 60-year-old woman I was training who I had deadlifting like 155 pounds, which is a lot for most women.
Yeah.
And you know, she, you know, there was nothing overly muscular about her, but she was in great shape, you know.
So, okay, so you said something about high intensity cardio. What do you recommend for cardio? And I'm going to ask you the same about weight, see if we can put together a little, a kind of ideal routine. But do you recommend that people use machines, just use them in intervals or bursts, or what do you recommend?
I think that if you want to use, well, first of all, I guess let me point out that I don't think cardio machines are necessary at all.
Okay.
If you don't want to do it, because, you know, my personal opinion and a lot of the people I've worked with is they don't really enjoy that. So what I say is, you know, you got to do what you enjoy, but let's also kind of work strategically too.
Yep.
And I don't enjoy cardio machines. I think they're boring. I have more fun. I'm an outdoors guy, so I'd rather be out, you know, hiking on a trail or mountain biking than, you know, walking on a treadmill or a stationary bike.
Sure.
So, you know, and I do that stuff for fun, and yeah, it's great exercise too. And, you know, a lot of, you know, like mountain biking, as opposed to just riding on a stationary bike, actually is more of an interval training workout because there's, you know, there's ups and downs and there's different variations in intensity.
Right. So the first thing is, you know, pick what you love, you know, pick what you enjoy, and it doesn't have to be cardio equipment. I think that's a really important for anyone who thinks, oh man, I get so bored exercising.
Yeah, and you know, that's another big point is that, you know, don't think that there's just this cookie cutter thing that you have to do, like that, well, everybody else goes to the gym and walks on the treadmill when they want to, you know, lose some weight or whatever. You don't have to do that. You can actually get, you know, better workouts. Just doing, you know, there's ways that you can turn a body weight workout into a cardio workout, doing like body weight squats, lunges, push-ups, you know, different core exercises,
okay,
things like that. So there's all different ways to look at this. And, you know, so I ask people to kind of, you know, well, I ask them, do you really like that treadmill or elliptical? And if they do, if they really do enjoy it, then I say, well, let's just do it a little more strategically and we'll, you know, do it in more of an interval training style where instead of just, say, doing one moderate pace for, you know, 40 or 50 or 60 minutes, let's do a shorter workout, say 20, 25 minutes, and bring up the intensity levels to where, you know, say you're on the treadmill.
Okay.
And you bring it up to a, you know, you walk for a couple minutes to warm up, and then you bring it up to a you know, a decent run, and maybe even put up the incline, depending on, you know, what shape you're in currently, if you can handle that. And then, you know, do that higher intensity interval for about like a minute. And then bring it back down and have a recovery interval for like a minute and a half. And keep playing with it like that, going up and down to, you know, higher and lower intensity levels. And that, you know, that stimulates a lot more change in your body than just going at a steady pace the whole time.
And why is that? What's the benefit of, you know, I've always heard you want, let's say, 20 to 30 minutes continuous cardio. What's the benefit of doing shorter, higher intensity? Like you said, 20, 25 minutes, and then doing the interval type thing.
Well, yeah, in general, you're actually going to probably burn more calories during that time because if you looked at your average intensity, it's going to end up being higher than if you just did the steady pace on the treadmill.
Uh-huh.
But more importantly, and I actually took a course on this a few years ago, and there was some research behind this, working in high and low intensities trains your heart rate throughout an entire wide range. So if you think about this, you know, think about the guy that just goes out for a jog, and that's his exercise regimen, and he just goes out and jogs for an hour every day at the same pace.
Right.
So let's say his heart rate is always, you know, while he's exercising, is always 130 beats per minute.
Okay.
Well, all he's doing is training his heart at that range. Whereas now, let's, you know, the interval style of that would be he would walk and then sprint and then walk and then sprint.